Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to the program. You know, I'm hearing some feedback, so let's hope that it's not actually on the recording. But hi, this is Amy of IntuitiveCoachingWithAmy.com. And I swear to you, it's like every time I get on this podcast, like something starts to go on at my house. So there might be some, oh, I think that's the gardener. So yes, there will be noise, but let's do it anyway. I want to talk about the overcoming the fear of success. This is part two of last week's show. And I love that I did a part two because it gave me some time to really think about it. And let's see, I'm gonna try to change rooms here. So I'm going to balance the phone and the laptop so we can get a little less noise. In case you're new to the program, I'm Amy Yancey of Intuitive Coaching with Amy, and I am an intuitive life and career coach. I help people accomplish their goals. So whatever it is that you want to do, I want to help you get it. And most of it is internal work, the inner work of connecting with, you know, who you think you are and who you think you should be, and exploring your fears and your doubts and your worries so you can align with that which is true and that which is real and the universal truth to create the result that you want. And this is all done very practically, even though I'm using very woo-woo language to describe it. But it's also a very spiritual, soulful, transformative process. So if you are ready to take your life to the next level, maybe you've been working on a goal. Because I'm an intuitive coach, I can work with you on any goal. You've been working a long time. Maybe it's weight loss. Maybe it is looking for a relationship. Maybe it is increasing your income. Maybe it's finally taking the steps to start the business you've always wanted to start. I can help you. Visit me at intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Explore my one-on-one coaching packages, specifically the three-month package. I also have some specials running right now. I have an Overcome Fear Success Pack, which is three sessions for $299. It's a wonderful way to get started, to really take your life to the next level. And what I love about the specials that I do, I have a client I've been working with a long time. She'll do a longer package, maybe 3 months, or, you know, she'll also take advantage of these specials. And we've been working together for 3 years off and on. And the transformation that she's experienced in her life is miraculous. And I asked her yesterday, we were on a call, and I said, what was it? What has changed for you? What do you think it was? You know, because I'm always interested what shifts people make to really create the life that they want. And she said, Amy, I can only contribute it to consistent coaching. And so I know the value of the work that I do. And if you are really ready, you're tired of looking at the same goal year after year after year and wondering how you're actually going to get there, I have the tools and resources to help you do it. It is a unique process for every person, but it is possible. And it doesn't need to take a lot of time. And it's usually just some subtle shifts and mindfulness once you make those subtle shifts to stay on track and accomplish the goal. And I am both deeply spiritual and intuitive, but also very practical. You know, you got to do the work to get to where you want to be, and I help you do that in the most loving, focused way possible. And so if you are ready, then consider my one-on-one packages. Also consider the special, great way to get started. And if you are listening to this and you are ready to manifest love, I have created an email-based coaching. It's 8 weeks to help you manifest love, shift your mindset around love, take action that is in alignment with the creating love. This is one thing that I have worked on for most of my adult life, is manifesting love. And I now know that, you know, I'm in a great relationship right now, and I'm really grateful for my man and the relationship that we are forming. And I can say this is the one thing I can do. I can manifest love easily. But it took a lot of work. I did not have the confidence that I have now. I did not have the self-esteem that I had now. I did not have the mindset that I had now. Every relationship most of which wasn't a real romantic relationship. If you've heard my story, I did Friends with Benefits for years, hoping to turn that into something, and it never did. And I took it all deeply personally, and it hurt so badly. And I said, there has to be a better way. And when I started to apply these principles to manifesting love, that's when I saw the greatest transformation in the way in which I dated, the plentifulness of dating, you know, and my ability to identify really clearly, you know, the type of man that is best for me. That's generally who I attract. And then from there, I get to see who is looking for the same type of long-term relationship that I am. And it's a really soulful, mind-shifting, heart-shifting process. And I'm going to finally teach it. I teach it one-on-one with clients, but now I'm going to actually give you the tools and guidance. I'll tune in every week to the people enrolled in Manifest Love in 8 weeks and provide you with lessons to really help you shift your mindset, take really focused action to create the relationship that you desire. There is a partner out there for you. And I know it to be true. I can see that person for you right now, even as I say that. They are looking for you just as much as you are looking for them. And all you need to do is align yourself with the energy to create the magnetic force to attract that person. Again, I'm using very woo-woo language, but this is all done very practically, and it's all based on how you look at the process, how you feel about yourself, what you are vibrating on any given moment. So Manifest Love email program. You get an email every Tuesday for 8 weeks. I'll give you exercises. You'll have the opportunity to email me and get some additional support as you go along through the process. It starts next week. I was like, I got the idea and I was like, let's go for it. And so it starts next Tuesday. You'll get the first email. It's $54. It breaks down to $6.75 an email, and it's going to be packed with so much rich information, years and years and years of study, of courses, of my own personal study to help bring you to a place where you can manifest love in 8 weeks. So if you're down, sign up for that on my website, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. And I have pitched for a while. So let's talk about overcoming the fear of success. Okay, first thing here, last week we talked about the mindsets that get in the way of us really stepping into our success. Now, I want to add a new piece to this and go back and listen to that show and then connect it to this show. There is a payoff for us not hitting our goals. There's a payoff for us not being successful. And so I'm outlining for you what those potential payoffs could be. And then I'm going to give you some tips and guidance so that you can talk to your subconscious and get into a place of believing that those payoffs are not nearly as valuable as you think, right? And, you know, just I was thinking about today. I was like, okay, what's the payoff of this? You know, I'm, you know, working to manifest something in my financial life, very specific. And I said, okay, why hasn't this happened, right? I've done the work. I've been praying on it. I've set my intention. I've done my meditations around it. I've done the practical work around it. What's getting in the way? And I had to say, okay, well, the payoff is I'm going to have to do X, Y, and Z. And, you know, if I, you know, create this, when I create this, I'm committing to have to go and do these things as a result of it. And I don't want to do that. And there's a payoff, right? That's the payoff. I don't want to do those things. So then this thing's not working out. But this thing not working out is causing me so much stress and anxiety and worry and fear. But that is not nearly as significant as my fear around, okay, what's after that? And that is fear of success. That's the way it plays out in our lives. And we all have our different ways of approaching that. And so go with me on this. Tune into your own intuition and allow little nuggets to come forward so that you know specifically what's getting in the way of you succeeding if that is your fear. Some people have the fear of failure. And this is how you know. Fear of failure. And the gardener is just like chasing me around the house, right? I leave my space and come into the living room, and then now the gardener is here. Okay, So if you have the fear of failure, you're not taking any action, or you're taking such minimal action, or you start something, you make it all the way through it, you take a course, and then you realize, I'm not even going to try to start a business around that. Fear of success are people who invest deeply in their projects. They invest time, they invest money, they invest energy, but they leave out always one critical component. I was talking to a client, and she was telling me a story about a friend of hers, and she said, well, Amy, I think she might have the fear of failure. And I said, it sounds like the fear of success. She had invested so much in this space and this project, and, you know, she's a photographer, and she's going to do this big holiday photo shoot, and, you know, charge money, and she did all of the work, set it all up, did nothing to market it. That is fear of success playing out, right? You invest a great deal of energy into something, and then you leave out a crucial component, right? Same with, it shows up in dating as well. You put all your energy into dating, you meet somebody, and you're going on dates with them, but you're not getting what you need, but you're so in love with them, so you think, right? And you're like, this has to be the one, but you're not getting what you need. They're not really responding to your text messages, they're not showing up in the way you want them to show up, but you have decided in your mind that you're going to have this long-term relationship with this person, and they're not even in it in that way. That's a fear of success, because if you really wanted to be successful in entering into a long-term relationship, day one, you're going to have that conversation. Hey, what type of relationship are you looking for? Hey, if you're really looking to succeed, you've had that conversation even before you meet that person. If you met them on an app or something, you would be like, hey, what type of relationship are you looking for? But when we have the fear of success, we leave out those crucial components. So let's keep going. Okay, one of the reasons that we fear success is we think, wow, it's going to be too complicated. You know, you will have to create higher levels of order to play at the level you want to play. So, you know, you heard my story last week about having to reinvent my schedule so that I could be in a long-term relationship with this man. Do I, you know, my friend was like, well, why did you do that? You know, isn't that too much? And I said, no, because if I didn't do it, there was no way this thing was going to get off the ground, right? I wouldn't have had the time. So has it been an adjustment for me? Oh my gosh, has all parts of myself been raging against the schedule? Yes, but my soulful self knows that that is a part of being successful in this situation. So one of the reasons why we avoid really leaning into our success is because some part of us thinks, oh, it's going to be too complicated. I'm going to have to declutter my life. I'm going to have to let go of obligations that don't serve me well. I'm going to have to look at the way I use my time. Say it's a weight loss goal. Okay, you're going to be accountable for when you're done with your workday or before your workday, you're going to have to hit the gym or get some exercise in. That requires a reordering of your schedule, right? You don't get to just go home and sit on the couch and watch TV. That's all hella fun, and I love doing that. But if I have the goal of losing weight or getting healthy, I'm going to have to work that into my schedule, right? And so one of the reasons why we avoid success is because we think, gosh, it's going to be really complicated. I'm going to have to let go of some things. I'm going to have to let go of low-vibe relationships. I'm going to have to make room for joy. I'm going to have to reinvent a bit of the way in which I've been doing things. And that is scary. And now I want to say this to you, and this is often one of the reasons why people avoid really leaning into their success, is because they think they're going to have to work harder. No. No, not at all. You know that client I was telling you about earlier that I've been working with for the last 3 years, one of the things she said to me, she said, Amy, you know, you told me when we first started working together that I need to start focusing on working less, and I didn't believe you. And now I work way less, and I make way more money. And now I feel like it's a secret. I want to tell everybody, like, hey, you don't have to send emails at 12 o'clock at night, you know. You can have a life and still be deeply successful. Yeah, that's one of our fears, is we think, okay, we're going to have to work harder. No, you don't. Will you have to approach work from a more conscious place? Will you have to be more mindful of the way in which you use your time? Absolutely. But that is soul healing. I had a client a couple of years back, maybe 4 years ago, now that I think about it. She worked at Genentech. And she was high up, and she worked very hard in her job, and she was always at work, Saturday at work, Sunday at work, not because she had to be. She just was always there, and she had this fear that if she wasn't working all the time, that she wasn't going to be successful. And that has nothing to do with her workload and everything to do with her mindset, right? So success is going to be different, and you're going to have to approach it from a different vantage point. But it doesn't mean you're going to have to work harder. It doesn't mean that life is going to get exceptionally more complicated, but you will have to take on different responsibilities and approach your life from a different vantage point. Let's keep going. Fear of success, overcoming fear of success. Another reason why we don't lean into our success is that it requires that we enter into the unknown. Oh, and I can tell you I hate that. As a matter of fact, I had that this week. I raged against it. The unknown, and I live in the unknown, right? I talk to fucking spirit guides. But that is a fear of mine. If I can't reach out and touch it, I get really scared. So entering into a more successful mindset is going to require that you are courageous enough to accept that you're going to have to enter into the unknown. So what I recommend is you visualize having all the resources that you need, no matter what. You affirm every day that everything I need, even if I don't know what's going to happen, it will be available to me. I will have all the wellness I need. I will have all the people in my life that I need to succeed. I will have all the abundance that I need. That even as I enter into the unknown, I am completely safe and protected by the universe. That will help ease that fear of not knowing. And that is life. It's all mystery. Even as I tell you, you can manifest what you want. Even as I tell you, oh, you can manifest love in 8 weeks. There's still immense mystery in the process, right? I never imagined that manifesting love would look like moving back to my hometown, entering into a relationship with someone I went to high school with, graduated in the same class. We had AP Econ together senior year. I never imagined that that would be the dude. That's the mystery, right? That's the mystery. We have no control over the how and the when. That's spirit's job. And the sooner that we get over trying to control that, the more that we can lean into being who we want to be. That's a part of it. You're going to have to accept it. You don't have any control over how things are going to happen. You can set an intention. You can set a goal. You can set an energetic vibration. You can get clear on how you want to feel, even if it's an income goal and you set a number. Focus, you know, write down that number, but then focus on the how that will feel. So as I pick a number out, I'm like, does this feel freeing? Does this feel expansive? Does this feel abundant? Meaning that things will get paid and there's more than enough left over. That's how I pick the number. And I focus on that feeling and I focus on the time frame of that feeling. But I definitely know that I have no control. I have no control over where that is going to come from and how it's going to show up and in what time frame it's going to show up. But I can trust that spirit has my back. So if you can start affirming now, I know that spirit has my back. I know that no matter what, I'm going to be okay. I may not like the journey, every little piece of the journey, but I know I'm going to be okay. I know that things are unfolding for my highest and greatest good. And while I don't have control over the how and when of things, I know that all will be well. Start affirming that. Start having that dialogue with yourself. You can use those words or use your own, but leave room for the mystery. Okay. Another reason why we fear success is we feel like we might have to sell out, right? We might have to do things we don't want to do. We might have to, you know, fake it. Not fake it till you make it, just fake it. No. No, that is not true. And tell yourself it is not true. You can commit to maintaining your authenticity and integrity no matter what. And that's a daily process, and you will have to pick and choose, and you will have to tune in, and there'll be times where you want to say yes when it's really probably a no, and you might have to come back and say, you know, I said yes to that, but it was really a no, and you might have to go through some things, but that's all a private journey. Just stay committed to your own authentic expression, being true to who you are, honoring your values, and moving in the direction of that which you want most. And if you approach it from a place of abundance, then there's no reason to sell out. You know that there's an opportunity for you. If you approach it from a place of lack, then yeah, you're going to feel like there's not enough, and you're going to have to accept the first thing that comes your way, and you're going to have to do whatever people tell you to do. No. And I'm not saying you have to be rebellious. I'm not saying you have to go against the grain to be successful. That might be required. But more than anything, you're going to have to trust your own authentic voice. You're going to have to trust your own truth, and you're going to have to hold firm in that. And then you won't sell out. Now, another reason why people fear success is that on some level, they have to become a new version of themselves. And that is fucking scary. It just is. And you will. You're still you, right? I think sometimes people set goals and forget that they're themselves, right? And that you have your preferences and your tastes and your habits. You work with that. You change the things you can change and accept the things you can't. But that will be a new version of you. And it's not a complete and total reinvention, but it's a shift. It's an upgrade. It's a better you. And so I think what will help with that is being really clear about who you are. Write yourself, take some time this weekend and write down, who am I? What do I enjoy? What lights me up? What makes me happy? What are my favorites? Sometime back I used to have on the blog, it'll probably come up if you Google it, Intuitive Coaching with Amy favorites list. And it was, when you know your favorites and you know the things that are important to you, you won't get swayed by everything that comes your way. And it's so important, if you are looking to date, really know who you are, because you get into it, and it feels so fantastic, and you start yes-ing everything, and then you're 3 years in, and you realize, I've said yes to a lot of shit that's not me, right? So I think it's so important to be yourself. Doesn't mean that you're not showing up present and authentic and loving and kind, but you're yourself. That's it. Just yourself every single day. In my relationship now, we're older, and he's been in a long-term thing, and I've been, I was married. And so our preferences sit on the tip of our tongues, right? And so it is a, hey, this is who I am. Who are you? Does that work for you? It becomes a negotiation, because that is what a real relationship is. But if you don't know who you are, you're going to wind up in situations where halfway through, you don't like it anymore. You don't like that person. But really, who you don't like is you. So if you want to succeed in anything, go into it and be who you are. I recently met with someone to discuss an opportunity, and they were questioning me about things, and it had been a while since I'd been in a situation like that. And they were asking me, okay, what works for you? And I was telling them, I need X, Y, and Z. And I remember my younger self would have just yes-mammed her. Yes, I'll do that. Yes, I'll do that. Yes, I'll do that. And sometimes there's a time and place for going with it, like getting in and making shit happen. But you reach a point where you're like, you know who you are. And inevitably, if you say yes to a lot of shit that's not in alignment with your truth, you will eventually rebel against it. You will fail. You will you're setting yourself up to not succeed. So be who you are, state your truth. If it's not that thing, then it'll be another thing, because we live in an abundant universe and there's more than enough. There's more than enough of everything that you want. And just start believing that and stay in that space and know it to be true. There is more than enough. There is more than enough. There's more than enough jobs. There's more than enough people to date. There's more than enough places to live. There's more than enough money. There is more than enough. Hold that to be true. There is more than enough. Okay. Some additional notes on why people fear success. It's going to be too hard, right? And this kind of goes back to, it gets complicated, I'm going to have to work really hard. It's going to be too hard. You know, I was talking to a good friend of mine, and we were talking about relationships, and she's ready to be in a long-term relationship, and, you know, she was thinking about some things she needs to shift so that she can attract the type of mate that she wants. And she's like, Amy, it's just too hard. And I said, girl, I know. You know, I have it in a different area, similar journeys. Mine's in a different area, and hers is in with relationships. But then I stopped and said, it's only too hard if we think it's too hard. And if we're approaching it from a place of fear, then yeah, it's going to suck every minute of the day. But if we approach it from a place of love, like I love being in a relationship. I love myself in a relationship. I have love to give. Then it's not too hard. It's just change. And change is a part of life. It only needs to be as hard as you want it to be. Right? Go back to my client who, you know, working all types of hours, and now she works 60%, and she's making way more money than she was making before. And she's so happy. It took a mindset shift. She realized, I don't have to do this, that what I want is available to me. Do I have to seek it out? Yes. Do I have to say no to things that are not right? She had to say no to a CEO job. And that is, you know, her old self would have thought, wow, that's my dream gig, right? Being a CEO. She had to say no because it wasn't right. It wasn't in alignment with her vision for her life. And that is tapping into the field of abundance. Knowing that I can say no to this because I know that something better, that's more in alignment with my truth, is out there. Now, this is not shiny object syndrome, where every time something jingles your way, you're like, oh, I'm going to go there. Ooh, I'm going to go there. It's being in the space of knowing that there is more than enough. There is more than enough. I am deeply committed to exploring a relationship with this man that I'm with, but I also know that there are more than enough men who want to be in long-term relationships, who match my requirements for what I want in a mate, right? And who will love and appreciate me. And that level of confidence makes my current relationship better, right? So it only needs to be as difficult as you think it needs to be. And if you are running around thinking it's going to be too hard, then yeah, you're always going to be afraid of success and you'll never fully get there. Let's see if I have some more notes on this as we wrap. Nope, that's it. That's it. That was part two on overcoming fear of success. I want to give you another little exercise to try. Our goal here is to align the mind with our vision for our life. And often we're not aligning our mind with our goals, and we're taking action towards those goals because of fear of success. And so I want to encourage you to write down everything you know that needs to occur in your goal, right? So if it's weight loss, I know I need to work out X number of times a week. I know I need to eat within, eat a certain way, whatever way you've decided to eat. I know that I need to sleep and I need to drink water, whatever it is. Write down you being successful. And then I want you to write, I'm so happy and grateful that I work out every single day. I'm so happy and grateful that I have reduced my body weight by 20%. I'm so happy and grateful. And commit to reading that over and over and over and over again. You don't have to read it every day. If you don't, I'd say spend an hour just reading it over and over and over again. You might want to record your voice, reading it over and over, listen to it. And that will start to activate the energy of success in your life. So I hope this has been helpful to you. I look forward to connecting with you again on another podcast. I'm Amy Yancey of Intuitive Coaching with Amy. And if you want to take your life to the next level, let's work together. I am the coach you've been looking for because I'm going to make sure you get there. I'm so deeply devoted to your success. So if you're ready, again, intuitivecoachingwithamy.com. Take care of yourself.